Jeeves and Wooster. P.G. Wodehouse. It was the morning of the day on which I was slated to pop down to my Aunt Agatha's place at Woolham Chersey in the county of Herts for a visit of 3 solid weeks. And as I seated myself at the breakfast table, I don't mind confessing that the heart was singularly heavy. We Worcesters are men of iron, but beneath my intrepid exterior, at that moment there lurked a nameless dread. "Jeeves," I said, "I'm not the old merry self this morning."
"Indeed, sir."
"No, Jeeves, far from it, far from the old merry self."
"I'm sorry to hear that, sir."
He uncovered the fragrant eggs and bacon, and I pronged a moody forkful. "Why? This is what I keep asking myself, Jeeves. Why has my Aunt Agatha invited me to her country seat?"
"Oh, I could not say, sir. Not because she's fond of me."
"No, sir." It is a well-established fact that I give her a pain in the neck. How it happens, I cannot say, but every time our paths cross, so to speak, it seems to be a mere matter of time before I perpetrate some ghastly floater and have her hopping at me with her hatchet, the result being that she regards me as a worm and an outcast. Am I right or wrong, Jeeves? The Emperor's New Clothes, Hans Christian Andersen. One day, 2 strangers arrived in the city. One was a very tall, thin man with a long, pointed nose, and the other, small and round, but had not a single hair on his head. The strange pair drove their cart straight to the Emperor's palace and asked to see the Emperor.
"Impossible," said the palace gatekeeper. "A box of new shoes has just arrived from China, and His Majesty will be spending the whole day trying them on. He'll have no time to see people."
"Fine," said the tall stranger. "Tell your Emperor that he's just missed the chance to buy the most wonderful, magical clothes the world has ever seen. Goodbye."
Wait, said the gatekeeper. "Magical, you say? Perhaps His Majesty might spare a moment for you. Wait there."
Now the Emperor would never miss a chance to buy unusual clothes. So, before long, the 2 strangers were standing in front of the great man and his ministers, all eager to see what the 2 had brought.
"Your Majesty," said the small round stranger, "my partner and I have invented a cloth which is not only very beautiful, but is also magic. We wondered if your Majesty might be interested in such a cloth."
"Magic," said the Emperor, pretending not to be very interested. "What magic?"
"Ah, of course, your Majesty will be able to see our magical cloth, but anyone who is stupid or not fit for his job will see nothing. To stupid people, our cloth will be invisible."
The Emperor sat up very straight. "This is brilliant," he thought. "Here's a chance to find out which of my people are fit for their jobs and which of them are fools. All right, make me some of your magic cloth and make it for me now."
This is the story of Mr. Uppity and how Mr. Uppity finishes this story not quite so uppity as at the beginning of the story. You see, Mr. Uppity was one of the rudest people in the world, if not the rudest. He was rude to anybody and everybody. So, of course, in Big Town, which is where he lived, he had no friends at all. Not one.